see, like, how goofy it looks. Like, up close. So,
okay.
Unique. So,
I'm like turning it open.
It keeps slipping down over my eyes and...
My holes keep getting bigger and bigger. I feel like, you know, like when you're pantyhose and they like stretch out.
See that? I don't know if you saw that stream of snail mucus and goo. It's really intense.
Right here.
Okay, we've got towels at the ready. Okay, here we go.
You open it up a bit. I'll catch your drip.
Ooh.
He said, I never want to get the drip from you, but now I guess I am.
You are.
Could you imagine if the romance novels actually talked about that? Now I have a weird.
Every time I stop looking,
I'm gonna start clapping.
So it's got this other layer. There's two layers, and you got to separate it. One
just
like kind of holds.
It's deep.
It does feel kind of onion-like, a really wet, gooey onion. Okay, so that's the other layer.
Oh, and then we have to do the whole thing. So the eyeballs are on
the
top. Don't let it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's hard because it's so slippery.
It is.
Right.
And it sticks.
I love it. How
it's like saran wrap.
Does it take to put on? Okay.
Go for it. Go in.
It's cold. It's cold? Okay.
It's slimy.
You guys, what is male mucin?
I think it's the slime trail.
Oh!
I know.
So slime trails on the side of my house. You can try to scrub it with soap and water. You can... and they don't go away. So this is going to be life-altering.
Oh, sorry. So happy.
Okay, there. I think she's got it on.
My hands
are don't you feel elegant and, like, refined right now?
You can open
okay.
Yours. Okay, there we go.
No, it's really sitting down. I know you have like this little.
See, Valerie, look, whenever you talk, it like comes down.
I feel like I have
yours is totally.
I'm like a Snapchat, like, you know, filter on my face. I know
it just keeps moving.
It's frustrating.
I have to pop my lips to keep it.
So this isn't like a soothing, like, oh, I'm indulging myself kind of sensation.
Well,
this is really wet.
It feels cool.
It has a
cooling
initially.
It's
slightly minty.
I would suggest, like, put it on, lay down, and close your eyes.
Yes.
And, like, relax and just let, like, the coolness sort of relax you and feel good. So it's, like, hard that we're talking and moving our faces because it keeps, I think, like,
yes.
To slide down.
It is a.
But yours is probably dried up a little bit.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know if it's.
Well, this was a powerful sheet mask.
I don't know. I don't know if it ever totally dries. I can't imagine it totally
dries. It would take so long to... And weren't you talking that snail trails, you can't get them off of your sidewalks?
Well, yeah, off the side of my house. I have tried scrubbing.
What were the directions as to getting it off?
You just take it off,
toss it, and then, like, kind of scrub in the rest of the snail trail into your face. So this is like...
Okay, Valerie and I are going to do the big reveal.
Ooh. Ta-da. How does it feel?
It's nice to talk.
I'm going to leave mine on the whole time we talk about that love letter.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Why not? We'll see after however long we talk.
Yes.
How do you guys feel?
Refreshed.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
glowing.
You're glowing.
I'm glowing.
Moisturized.
Oh my gosh, it looks like glitter. You look like a fairy.
We're going to go clubbing.
So this is part of, like, oh gosh, the Korean skincare routine. This is something that I think was started in Korea.
I just want to know who thought.
And they have the best skincare routines on the planet. So
they do.
They're doing. They've got the dewy skin.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Okay. Well.
This is it.
I would say. What are we gonna say? This is like, so far so good.
Yeah, I mean,
moisturized.
I don't have. I'm not having a reaction.
Yeah, Valerie has very sensitive skin, so
it feels a little tender, but not bad.
Thank you for like being willing to try crazy shit, even though you know it's gonna mess with your skin. What was the other mask that we did?
Oh my gosh, that awful. One was like a week. At my,
a
my,
green tea mask?
It was supposed to be an exfoliator. It was an exfoliator.
That one took about a week for my skin to recover.
It was supposed, when you see it on video, you put it on and then it, like, your blackheads start just coming out.
We wanted that to be real.
I really wanted that to happen.
I did too.
I wanted it to be absolutely disgusting and I'm like, yes.
And this one is supposed to give you the crinkly old person look eventually, right? Or maybe that's not the mask.
I don't think this is. I think this is just a moisturizing.
It's moist. Mm-hmm. It's like running down my neck, so I keep rubbing it in. Let's get that hair out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to need a shower.
I know. This is a before the shower experience. So give it a whirl.
Let's talk about love stories.
Yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and read our love letter. It's about Frida.
Yeah.
And move on from there. Come in, explore with us.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, God, I'm gonna shake it for you. Did I stop?
Stop. You need your time. Okay, so this is a letter from Frida Kahlo to her husband, Diego. Mm-hmm. And background on Frida, she is very well known for her art and activism.
Yeah.
She's
strong portrait. She suffered from polio as a child. She was in chronic pain a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But when she was recovering at 18 from a car accident, she started doing artwork, and she has a very strong sense of self portrayed in her portrait. She's known for her self portraits and bold colors, a lot of liveliness. Yeah.
And when you see her, you having traveled down in Mexico, you'll see her self portrait, displayed all over the place.
Yeah.
And she's been gone since 1954. That's when she passed away.
At 47, she was very young.
She was very young. And, she still has a huge presence.
Mm-hmm.
She's well known for her strong eyebrows.
Yes.
Her image is, but she's very familiar. I mean, I'm sure most people, if you looked her up, you would, her face, because she did a lot of self-portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And her face is very recognizable.
Yes. Yeah. And she was with Diego, and he was a famous artist as well, muralist. And he was 20 years her senior, and they had a very dynamic, passionate relationship. And they both participated in love affairs. And so there was a lot of strife. They actually divorced and then later remarried.
And they were both into politics.
They were both part of the Mexican Communist Party. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of dynamic. They were very intense people.
And they, their lifespan encompassed two world wars.
Oh, yeah.
Although I don't know that Mexico had a huge part in either of those.
Yeah.
So I don't think that either. But they definitely having, the Communist Party in the 1950s.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I would have to delve into that history. But yeah, a lot of.
Before you read the letter, I just have to say Lisa is trying on this snail mask right now while we read the letter. And as you're talking, it keeps slipping down. So, but at the end of the letter, we're going to take it off, Lisa, and see.
I'm going to leave it on for the whole time.
Well, you're braver than me.
And this mask is definitely not meant for motion.
No.
Well, and if you want to see a video of Valerie and I, Valerie and I, and when we put it on Lisa, you can go to our webpage.
Yeah. I have to say, Courtney, right now your skin is looking very deep.
I was just thinking about that too, Valerie. You look very moisturized and dewy. And Valerie has very sensitive skin, and so far it's not.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a reaction to this one, which is nice. Last time that was like a week of icky.
Yeah. So if you guys want to see what this all looks like, you can go to our webpage.
Yeah,
and
we'll have it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll, you can see for yourselves. I think it's pretty rad. It feels cool.
And Valerie and I were talking and it was slipping a little bit. So you might be able to visualize what Lisa's looking like right
and
now.
And if I sound a little off, because I have a flop of snow missing in front of my mouth.
Well, the thing that I think is hilarious is they give you this little circle for your lips. And so the middle of your lips, it works really well. But then on the edges, it doesn't give you space.
No,
so
it doesn't.
You feel like, did you guys ever do that thing where you're a kid where you're like, hello, my name is Chubby.
Yes.
Chubby. You just feel like your lips are pushed together, like, come here, fish face.
Yes. And right. I do have a longer face, like, you know.
Yeah, it fits you way still, better than me.
Oh, it's still my mouth. It feels like my mouth needs to be lower.
Yes. Well, actually, when I feel my skin, it does feel really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to fold mine up because I have like, did you ever watch Kids in the Hall? And like, I squish your face. I squish your face. I have like a little squishy face.
Yes. I don't know how you're going to get it through reading this.
Yeah. I'm going to sure try.
Do you want one of us to read it so you don't have to try?
Can you guys see?
Not really. Not really. Yeah. At least that's the youngest guy. Okay.
Let me get my walker.
Can you see? It's like kind of creeping down over your eyes.
I mean, it's like, it's going to be fun. We'll give it a go.
You should like fold it up. Okay,
so here's the love letter from Frida to Diego. She told her husband, I'm not asking you to give me a kiss, not to apologize to me when I think you've made a mistake. I won't even ask you to hug me when I need it most. I'm not asking you to tell me how beautiful I am, even if it's a lie, or to write me anything nice. I'm not even going to ask you to call me to tell me how your day was or to tell me you miss me. I'm not going to ask you to thank me for everything I do for you or to worry about me when I'm down. And of course, I'm not going to ask you to support me in my decisions or even to listen when I have 1,000 stories to tell you. I'm not going to ask you to do anything, not even to be by my side forever, because if I have to ask you, then I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So when I'm reading this, I'm trying to think back when I'm asking for things, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. because, it's something that I want. And I will say this gets a little tricky because all of these things that she's saying, you know, I need, you know, people, our love languages,
mm-hmm.
we need words of affirmation. We need acts of service done. We mm-hmm. need to feel loved and in so many different ways. And she's saying all of these things I need, and we all need these things in
yes.
relationships.
Yeah.
But to have to ask, it means it's not happening. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so at that point, it's like, are you in this relationship or not?
I'm a little torn on this myself. Because yeah. I think that, yes, there is definitely the element of if I have to beg you,
mm-hmm.
I do not – it's meaningless. It's like getting the kid to say, now say you're sorry. Sorry.
But you don't mean it at that point.
But they don't mean it. So, like, I get what it's saying. If it's sort of like, okay, you know, you never get me a Christmas present. Well, you didn't tell me what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Well – you know, part of the thing about the Christmas present that's awesome is that the thoughtfulness behind it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, we can, if it makes sense for us, if it's worth it enough to me for the money, and we're married, so your money's my money and everything's the same, then it doesn't matter who actually goes to the mm-hmm. store and grabs it.
Yeah.
Right. But so what's special about a Christmas present or a birthday present or something like that is the thought that goes into it.
Yeah. Right.
And if I have to tell you how to be thoughtful to me, then that's kind of pointless. So I get those things, but I also think people have a responsibility to express their needs,
right.
to tell someone, hey, listen, I don't expect you to be a mind reader. I need to let you know, for me, this mm-hmm. is important and this is not important. And it's not unfair to expect feedback from a partner.
Right. That's where I was going to get at mm-hmm. is that, you know, it's communication
mm-hmm.
is probably the biggest downfall of most marriages.
Relationships. Yeah.
Relationships.
Do you think she's just
however that looks.
Yeah. That sounds to me like she's like, I really want, can you please be interested in me and what I'm doing?
Pay attention.
Ask me.
Yeah. Pay
attention.
Because
I have a lot of things going and I have a lot to offer you and this relationship, but it doesn't seem like you care because you're not asking me, you're not interested in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. You're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm torn about this concept though, because it's like communication.
See,
you can't expect people to just walk into the world knowing how you like to be treated.
But here's the thing too. Like,
your needs are, you have to communicate those. And if the person's not willing to meet your needs, or not, maybe it's not a willingness, but just that's not in their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
They don't have those skills.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, sometimes it's that last ditch effort to say like, hey, you know, this is how I'm feeling. You are not taking it in. I'm an interesting person.
Yeah.
I'm amazing.
You are.
And I want, and I'd love it if you like just show some interest in what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, maybe I don't know what her side of that looks like. Maybe she's always like going, Diego, how are you doing? I love your art. I like what you're doing there. Let's talk about you. But then he never reciprocates and never says, yeah, okay. Well, great, but tell me about you. What are you doing? Let me see your art. Let's see what you're creating. What's going on in your brain? Because I'm super interested in that. Mm-hmm. And then maybe it's one-sided and she's feeling frustrated. And she's like, hey, I would like you to be interested. That shows me you love me in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I really do feel like people, I don't like it when and maybe this is just my own anxiety, but I don't like it when you don't tell me your likes and dislikes. You know, like, because if you don't communicate with me like, oh, you know, that right there, that you overshared, Valerie. You know, if you don't say, hey, listen, you're, you know, I know that, like, I know Bob is way more private than I am. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, well, I'm guessing at, I don't want to be disrespectful of him, but like, honestly, I am guessing at where is that for you? Because I want to be respectful, but at the same note too, you know, I am very open. So I need feedback on that. You can't just read at me and expect me to, well, you should just know me well enough to know where my, you know, boundaries, part of caring about someone is asking the questions, is asking them to tell you what they want. And just even think about sex. Like if you are unwilling to communicate what you want and what you like and what you don't like, I mean, yes, your partner's going to pick it up from your moans and your thises and your thats and your lean ins, but it's a lot.
But what I will say about that, in most every, like a lot of things, sometimes people don't know
what they want.
What they don't know.
This is true.
And so until they've experienced it. So I think the bottom line is, I really think that what she's saying is communication is essential.
No, I think she's saying the opposite. I think she's saying read my fucking mind.
Okay. What she's saying is that, but what I'm saying is that communication is essential.
Yes.
And you can't expect mind readers.
You can't.
And I love that she, but on the flip side, yes, be yourself.
Absolutely.
Be a strong, independent human.
Yes.
Meet your own needs.
Absolutely.
Take care of yourself first. If you are strong and happy with yourself and your partner is doing the same, you know, you're going to be able to then look in and care about other people.
So, I'm going to say, I believe it's both.
I believe what she's saying is both.
Is she's like,
absolutely.
I do want communication and I would love it if you, she's telling him, hey, this is how it's been. And it's like, I would like it to be something else. You know, I want to communicate with you and it hasn't, like you are, it hasn't been happening up to this point, and I need you.
I mean, this is a letter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty great way to communicate.
Yeah. But I think that what she's telling him is, I'm going to tell you, I don't even think my problem with this is I agree with what she's saying. She's like, if you have to constantly tell someone mm-hmm. how to be nice to you, like in my ex-husband, yeah. that was definitely like, Lisa used to say, oh my God, it takes him 40 times to learn that 1 + 1 = 2. And then he has no carryover to understand that 1 + 2 = 3. It takes you 40 times to teach him 1 + 2 = 3. And so that's what I get. I get what she's saying. She's like, I don't want to keep having to repeat myself.
I don't want to teach you every math equation out there. There needs to be some carryover.
Yeah, there needs yeah. to be some carryover. There yeah. needs to be some observation. There needs to be some, you know, like it's exhausting to me to have to spend so much time trying to explain my needs to you. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, yes, she's absolutely. And also like, I don't want to keep having to tell you, you hurt me, you hurt me, you hurt me, you hurt me. I don't like that. I don't like that. Why do you keep doing that? Because I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Please stop that. Please stop that. You know, if you have to do that. Yeah, I did that for 30 years. It's awful. And so I get that. But on the same note, too, it is also your job in a loving relationship to express your needs and wants and what's okay with you and what's not okay with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I wonder how many times she verbally has said this to him before she writes it down. And then do we know what happens kind of after this letter? You know, does that, I mean, does it resolve anything? Do they, I feel like they had a,
I mean, they were off and on for 25 years.
They were super volatile. And I think it's part of this. That's why I'm saying I don't think that this letter came after her telling him, trying to have mature conversations about the relationship with him. I think this was more of along the lines of, I shouldn't have to tell you what I want because you should just know. Mm-hmm. If you loved me, if it was passionate enough, if I was important enough to you, you would spend all of your energy and efforts trying to read my mind and yeah. just know. And I kind of get more of that vibe. And if you look at the volatility of the relationship, that matches more.
Yeah. So they really did struggle with that connectedness and being able to read each other.
And they were both guilty of having affairs because they were going for that instant passion.
Do you think that, okay, so I speak English, you speak French, mm-hmm. you don't understand English, I don't understand French, yeah. we're speaking different languages.
Absolutely.
But we're trying to communicate the same things.
Yes.
Do you think,
you know, do you think that that's what's happening sometimes? Like my love language doesn't match your love language, so I don't understand what you're trying to do for me until I at least learn a little bit of that language and how to interpret it, maybe.
Well,
maybe not speak it fluently, but just enough to understand what you're saying to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we get caught up in like, well, this is my love language and this is how I expect you to, but you don't speak my language.
Yeah, that's
true.
Sometimes
understanding what other people are trying to do for each other.
Yeah.
And keeping an open mind about that is important too.
That's really true. Like, oh, okay, they are trying to show their care, but you know, okay, you keep giving me gifts, and guess what? That's my least effective love language.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm quality time and acts of service. So if you keep giving me gifts because that's your most important love language or how you most easily express love, you're not hitting my note.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that happens a lot. And so it's okay to say, oh, you know what? This is what's really important to me.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay to communicate your needs.
I think so too. So I think that she's
letter. She's being fair.
I don't think she's being fair.
We
don't know what happened before.
But. For me, I see it as her maybe just reaching out and saying, you know, like, I would like it if you were interested in what I, me and like, could you ask, why don't we sit down? I mean, why is it that I'm always interested in your life and what you're doing? And then you never seem to be like interested in me, and I have a lot to give and say. And
yes,
and maybe, like I said, she's asked a million, she's tried many times to say,
if she has.
Or like said, you know, you sit down at dinner, you're like, you know what, I just met with this really amazing person today. I looked at their art and it was great. And I've got so many ideas from it.
Yes.
And he's completely not checked in. He starts going, yeah, have you seen what I did today? My art's looking great, you know, and I think I'm going to do this and that. And she starts, then she's lost. And she's like, I feel like she's saying, I have a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love you. And I want to have this type mm-hmm. of communication in a relationship.
But I'm not
going to
beg.
Yeah. Like.
And I get that.
So I don't know. And who knows what that relationship is like. But I kind of feel like she's saying at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she had other relationships because she wasn't finding what she needed in this. Like, she needed somebody to actually say, you are amazing and I really want to hear about you.
But that's her
maybe
job to communicate that to him instead of going and having
an
affair.
Well, I think she is. Maybe she's tried millions of times and he never reciprocated. So she then had to say to other people, well, she was attracted to other people who maybe were interested in her.
Right.
I mean,
it does.
That is very.
Relationships are reciprocal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe
it cannot be one sided.
She loved Diego in this way that kept her there, but she needed other.
But do you think that she was a perfect mind reader for Diego? Do you think all of the things that she was saying, I don't want it, and if I have to ask for it, you know, do you think anyone has the capacity to be
absolutely
that perfect
not.
Partner who does not have to?
It's impossible to read minds. No one's figured it out yet.
Exactly. So that kind of bothers me. The level of the indifference that she has towards it's almost disdain. It's almost
that, she is bordering contempt. That's
yes,
what I'm
is contemptuous.
Here. Yes,
and that's not healthy for a relationship. She's at the. You know what? Fuck you stage of it.
Well, and that's okay. I mean, I think she's angry. And maybe for good reason.
Absolutely.
You know, and maybe this is one of her last efforts to say, look, this is what's happening in my life and this is what I need. And if you can't give it to me,
as you're reading through all of these things that she doesn't want to ask for, these are really, I feel, reasonable
things.
Expectations
I agree.
Of a relationship.
I agree.
If you're going to go into a relationship, please know that these are important things. Like, your partner does want to be appreciated. They want to be told that they are beautiful. They do need physical touch. They need hugs.
Yes.
They want you to be interested in what's going on in their life and vice versa. Like,
yes.
Just know, this is things that you need
and
to
And here's
do.
The thing.
Before you get into a relationship.
Yes, this is a basic list of, if your partner's feeling sad, the expectation in a relationship is that you go and check in on them.
Right.
If you're, you know, every once in a while, the expectation in a relationship is that you let your partner know that they're attractive to you. The expectation, and I think that sometimes we get lazy in relationships, and I
absolutely.
Do agree with you that a lot of what she's saying here is that, you know what, you're a grown-ass man, I'm a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to argue with you about what it means to be nice to your partner in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. You're not a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And my expectation is that I'm not going to treat you like you don't know better. Like, I shouldn't have to tell you, guess what? You can't have sex with the nanny. Like, never in my life should I need to tell you.
Yeah, that's a pretty.
Do you know
well
what I'm
known.
Saying? Like you can't be mad at me because I
unless
never
you go
told
in a relationship
you,
saying, "Hey, we're always
we
going to
have sex with
one.
It." Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Know,
like I don't want to have to spend my life teaching you.
Yeah.
The rules of a normal relationship, and
but
honestly, because I had to do that with Adrian.
Well, if you can't
like,
go into
you
relationship
don't, you
knowing
don't
that
understand.
These things are part of relationships, then I really, really want you to take some time and build and grow within yourself.
Because
yes, to
there
get
are,
it.
There
because
are
having
women.
To teach someone the basics of a, no, you know what? I'm sorry. it's your partner's not asking that much.
But I will say for like, you to have like to ask giving them, hugs, yeah. like not everyone's comfortable with that. But yeah. I will say it is such a human thing, and we actually need like 8 hugs a day.
Mm-hmm.
We need that physical touch and connection.
We do,
and I get it because there's people who have been through some traumatic things, mm-hmm. and they have to work through that. And I would say it's so important to feel whole and comfortable and confident mm-hmm. with yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're not there yet, and you get into a relationship expecting that's going to fill your holes,
yeah.
it's not going to work.
That's
and
true.
It's just so important that we do take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that this is important for men and women to think mm-hmm. about when they're in a relationship,
yeah.
because there are actually people that are narcissistic,
yeah.
and you can fall into a relationship and get lost and not mm-hmm. not see what is important in a relationship. So
yes, and you can have someone telling you that you don't have the right to have these expectations. And I think so. Mm-hmm. Like that was a lot of what I had with you know, like my ex was the fact that, you know, like, I get what she's saying. I get the anger. I get the frustration. You're like, I shouldn't have to beg you to not be a fucking moron about how relationships, I'm not asking too much to expect you to have a clue how normal relationships to do. And I'm not needy for saying it's okay for me to have a normal relationship expectation.
Yeah. I just think this is important for anyone who's getting into a relationship,
yeah,
before you have a relationship, while you're in a relationship, to just stand back and take a look, like kind of look at it, observe it in a different way.
Yeah.
And before, or if you're in a relationship that isn't giving you these things, mm-hmm. you need to really think about that.
Yeah.
But I also do want to just say one more thing about, you know, it's a lot in a relationship between two people for one person to meet every facet of your needs.
Oh, absolutely. It's impossible.
And so it's so important to just not bank on one person to fulfill your mm-hmm. every dream and fantasy. Have a network, look what we have. I mean,
my husband obviously cannot fill every need in my
yeah.
life.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
find what he can't do in you.
But mm-hmm. you know, also I have to say this, like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, really? Like in my past relationship, like honestly, you guys were my hug when I was
yeah.
sad.
Yeah.
You guys like this list that Frida this list that Frida you guys were my people. You were every single one of these things
right.
for me. So
mm-hmm.
I still had this in my life,
which
kept me sane.
Yes.
Which kept mm-hmm. me sane. And so I guess, you know what? I really appreciate you guys because I guess I was being a little hard on Frida in the sense like, you can't expect people to be mind readers.
Yeah.
But I really love the fact that you guys opened up my eyes to the perspective of she's not asking people to read your mind about a specific. She's actually just saying, hey, listen, there are some general things within relationships. When you agree to a certain level of intimacy with someone and you guys both agree to that level of intimacy, there is a set expectation that shouldn't have to be constantly reminded.
Yeah.
And if I have to, it's exhausting to me to have to constantly remind
yeah.
you to just respect the relationship, respect the.
But I do wonder what her social network was like, because
yeah.
it's important that we come to any relationship, whether it be within friends, parent, child, lover,
mm-hmm.
with your batteries fully charged
mm-hmm.
so you're not draining the world around you.
Yeah.
Take care of yourselves. Love
Lisa,
yourself.
I feel
too.
Like we need to take that off.
I was saying this. I am practicing self-care. I have snail mucin all over my face.
Rip it off, baby.
Rip it off. And I'm going to take it off.
Wow.
And it's like pretty, like this mask is pretty dried up. So it's
yeah.
really absorbed in my
yes.
skin. But I mean, it's been on there for probably 40
minutes.
And
yeah.
you look
Radiant,
moisturized.
I have to say, it does dewy. And, you know, we've had it off for about 40 minutes.
My face feels really good.
So and you look, we would you recommend look hydrated. It sure. Yeah.
So
it feels gross, but it's
this
kind
is
of
a
cool.
powerful snail mucin mask.
Yeah.
And this is part of a Korean skincare regimen. And the Koreans are well known for incredible beauty self-care
you
regimen.
Look
so
amazing.
They know.
Yeah,
look
you have
that.
Super radiance. You know what? Ooh. Like how. I think my forehead wrinkles. I think my wrinkles look a little bit better.
I think they look really good.
Is this better than what is it?
Hyaluronic acid.
I was going to call it hydrochloric acid.
I always say that, and Bob corrects me. He's like, "Hey, you're not putting hydrochloric acid."
Yeah, that seems pretty bad.
I love
that's
him.
Got a pH
he's so
of like
cute.
One. It would, oh it would not be good for you.
Bob is so cute because I mispronounce everything, and so like, and so he's
yes,
my friend.
Hyaluronic acid.
What was it that I was trying to read last night, and I swear I could not.
Oh, okay.
I could. Every word was a very big challenge to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
what was
so
I
reading?
I can't even remember.
I don't know. Okay. It was awful.
Anyway.
Antagonistic.
Yeah, it was like I was looking at the word. And the way you pronounce it could not come out.
Saying agonistic.
Yeah. Agonistic.
Which is
totally makes sense.
My brain mouth was not working together.
You know what works well with me is left foot. With the
oh,
mouth.
There you
like
go.
They touch.
You can't do that. It's always very flexible, as we said before.
She missed her calling in pole dancing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too late. My boobs could probably wrap around the pole and like a little. I don't even know. I can throw around the pole like this.
It's a new level of pole dancing.
Do you guys remember when we read Water for Elephants in book club and then like they were the stripper lady and her boobs and she'd get them all swinging huge and they were like long and saggy and he thought they were so hot. And I'm thinking,
because they were tassels.
They were also drooping low. And then she pulled her boob up and bit her nipple and he was like, that was so hot. To my old age,
I'm not there yet.
I can do that. Just think of it. So, like, I'm gonna fling the left one around the pole and then the right one around the pole, and then they're like, "Woo!" I have no hands. I have no grip strength.
Oh,
so this works out well.
I think you should put like shiny, like long, dangly things on your nipples so that it will extend your boobs. And
then
you could wrap it around the pole with the like the shiny rope coming around.
And then what if I like take my little legs and I twirl around?
Boob mask.
Oh yeah. Oh,
they have it.
And then remember that.
Not that we're going to try that on her.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, guys.
There's a butt mask. I remember when I got those for Christmas one year, I gave.
Oh, yeah. Tingly. Mm,
yes.
Oh, I've used.
Do you actually use it?
I use all sorts of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. You're so amazing. I just happen like.
Because people give me random weird shit, and I'm like, sure, I'll try it. Whatever.
So you guys know, if you have a product you want Lisa to try,
I'll do it.
Send it in.
No, I will.
She's like, how about this coochie wax? Okay, let's do this.
I've got it. Oh, that's fun.
All right, thank you, Frida.
That was
That was insightful.
Gave us a lot to chat about.
Yeah. Sorry, I owe you an apology, Frida. You actually are right. You were talking about the basics, not specifics of relationships. So thank you for the insight, ladies.
And if you guys want to send us your love letters or have questions, you want to hear us chat about it, you know we will.
Yes.
Go to myperfectromance.com. You can send us your stuff. Check out our YouTube so you can see these amazing snail mucin masks.
Yeah.
And you just get to see Courtney and Lisa's gorgeous faces. It's totally worth it.
Don't count yourself out of that.
I know.
All right.
All right.
You guys.
XOXO.